Okay, so you guys have been sending in some really fascinating stuff about what's going on with the B&B chain recently, and we've got a whole bunch of articles here to sort of like really get to the bottom of this. And our mission in this deep dive is to pull out the most interesting parts of what we're seeing and figure out what it all means for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what we're seeing is like a really comprehensive approach from B&B Chain. They're hitting on a lot of different things at once. So we've got core upgrades with this Pascal hard fork, and then they're investing a lot in liquidity. They're seeing a pretty big surge in activity on their decentralized exchanges, a lot of driven by meme coins. And we've even got some hints about future upgrades to the network coming up.
So it's a blockchain that's not standing still, that's for sure.
That's right. They're very active right now.
Okay, let's jump right into this Pascal hard fork. This went live really recently, March 24th, 2025. And the articles point out that a big goal of it was to make the network more efficient and even more compatible with Ethereum-based applications. So what stands out to you as the most important thing about this upgrade?
Well, I think one of the really noteworthy things here is just this really clear emphasis on improving the user experience, but also the flexibility for developers. This integration of EIP 7702 that allows native smart contract wallets. This is a fundamental shift. I mean, think of it this way. It opens up this thing called gas abstraction. So like right now, users have to be aware of and pay for gas, which are the transaction fees, in a separate token. But this could make that a lot more seamless, almost like background processing that you don't even really see, when you're using like a regular web app. So this could really change the game in terms of making blockchain interactions just less complicated for everyday users.
So it could move us closer to that world where interacting with decentralized apps just feels like using our normal apps without having to think about the fees or the transactions or
That's the idea.
That's a huge step towards broader adoption.
It really lowers the barriers to entry.
Now, the articles also mention these other sort of tweaks and adjustments, smart payment interfaces and batch transactions. What kind of impact do these have?
So these are really about just optimizing a lot of the stuff that happens behind the scenes. So smart payment interfaces can make it easier for applications to initiate and manage payments. And then batch transactions allow multiple actions to be kind of bundled together into one transaction on the blockchain. And this actually has a couple of really good benefits. It can lower the costs for users because they're saving on gas fees, but also just makes the whole network more efficient because it's processing more stuff with less overall overhead.
It's like sending one big letter with a bunch of notes inside instead of a bunch of separate letters.
A much more efficient way to handle things.
Okay, let's shift gears and talk about this $100 million permanent liquidity program. Now it's mentioned as round three, which suggests this is kind of an ongoing commitment. What is the thinking behind this kind of initiative?
Well, if you take a step back, I think it's clear that B&B Chain is really focused on building like a healthy and thriving ecosystem for all the projects that are being developed on its platform. And this $100 million program is essentially just a big incentive to encourage centralized crypto exchanges to list tokens that were created on the B&B chain. And the idea is that more listings on major exchanges should lead to greater accessibility and easier trading of these tokens, which can then boost their liquidity and overall visibility.
And it's not just a blanket offer to any
No,
exchange.
it's not.
The articles highlight this kind of tiered reward system based on how prominent the exchanges are in the market, which makes total sense, right? Because getting listed on a major, well-known exchange
Absolutely.
is going to have a much bigger impact than a smaller
A
one.
much bigger impact, And the article actually names a few specific examples, Binance, Coinbase, and Upbit, as examples of these top-tier exchanges. And it suggests that they could potentially receive up to $500,000 per listing. So this kind of strategic incentive structure is clearly aimed at maximizing the impact of this and drawing attention to these assets that are native to the BNB chain.
And it looks like they're really targeting growth in a few key areas.
Yeah.
Meme coins, AI, DeFi, and gaming.
Right.
That's a pretty diverse set of interests.
It is.
What does this tell us about where they see their future growth coming from?
I think this broad targeting suggests that they're not really limiting their focus.
Yeah.
They're trying to attract a whole range of innovative projects.
Right.
And engaged communities to their ecosystem.
Yeah.
And the inclusion of meme coins, I think, is particularly interesting because it kind of acknowledges this cultural and economic influence that these things can have, even though they're often viewed as more speculative investments.
Yeah.
You know, so it indicates like a willingness to embrace different facets of the crypto world.
Yeah. You know, to each their own in terms of risk tolerance and investment strategy.
Exactly.
Yeah. But speaking of meme coins.
Yeah.
This leads us to the next really interesting piece of news here.
Yeah.
This huge surge in decentralized exchange activity on the BNB chain.
Yeah.
And the data is really impressive here.
It is.
The trading volumes on BNB chain DEXs have actually surpassed those on Ethereum and Solana.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that's a major shift in the landscape.
Yeah, it really is.
What do you think is driving this?
Well, the sources we have are pretty clear about this.
Okay.
The main driver here seems to be the rising popularity of meme coins.
Okay.
Within the BNB chain ecosystem.
Yeah. So it really just highlights how quickly trends can take hold.
Absolutely.
In the crypto world.
Yeah.
And how different blockchains can become these hubs
right.
for specific types of activity.
Exactly. Certain blockchains attract certain types of activity and certain communities.
And it really underscores, I think, just the growing significance of BNB chain as a platform for decentralized trading, particularly in this more speculative kind of community-driven segment.
That's right.
Now, a company that keeps coming up in all of this is Aave AI.
Yeah.
And the articles position them as this really important player and even an official data partner of BNB chain. So what exactly is their role in all of this?
So Aave AI seems to be providing this critical infrastructure and tools that are supporting this increased level of trading.
Right.
And as an official data partner, they probably offer a lot of valuable insights and analytics that can help traders and developers.
Mm-hmm.
But even more than that, they're actually providing on-chain trading solutions that are designed to, you know, improve efficiency, enhance security, and make the whole user experience on BNB chain DEXs just better overall.
Okay, so the articles detail some of these specific on-chain trading solutions that they offer.
Yeah.
Things like market and limit orders for BSC tokens.
Right.
Which are pretty standard.
Yeah, those are pretty common features.
But then they also mention this MEV protection.
Right.
Using their own anti-MEV technology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for our listeners who might not be super familiar with that term.
Yeah.
Could you explain what MEV is and why having protection against it is important?
Sure. So MEV, which stands for minor extractable value, although people are increasingly calling it maximal extractable value, basically refers to the potential profit that miners or validators on a blockchain can make by strategically ordering or including transactions within a block that they're processing.
Okay.
So, you know, this can lead to some practices that aren't so desirable, like front running.
Yeah.
Where someone sees your pending trade.
Yeah.
That's like a large trade. And they place a smaller trade right before yours.
Okay.
Just to profit from the price movement that your trade causes.
Gotcha.
And then there's also these things called sandwich attacks, which are a bit more complicated.
Right.
But it's basically where someone places trades both before and after your trade.
Wow.
Again, to extract profit.
So they're basically seeing what you're doing and taking advantage.
Yeah, it's like they're getting a sneak peek at your trading strategy and using it to their advantage.
So AI's anti-MEV technology is trying to detect and prevent that.
Right. It's designed to detect and prevent these kinds of opportunistic and often unfair practices.
Right.
And the goal is really just to create a more level playing field for all the traders.
That sounds like a super valuable feature for the average trader who might not have the skills or the knowledge to protect themselves from that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And a lot of people might not even know that this is happening.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's good to have that protection in place.
Absolutely. Now, they also highlight these ultra fast execution speeds and gas fee optimization.
Right.
And in the world of DX trading, where things move so fast, those tiny fractions of a second.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the cost of every single transaction can really add up.
It really does.
So how big of a deal are those features?
Well, an execution speed of 0.05 seconds is extremely fast.
Wow.
And it can significantly reduce what's called slippage.
Okay.
Which is the difference between the price you expect to get
right.
and the actual price you receive
okay.
when the trade goes through.
Right.
So if things are moving really fast,
yeah.
that slippage can be a big deal.
And the gas fees too, right?
Yeah. And by optimizing gas fees, they're making trading more accessible and cost effective.
Right.
Which can encourage more people to participate
yeah.
in the decentralized markets on BNB chain.
Yeah, those little things can make a big difference.
They really can.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about removing those barriers to entry.
Now, looking ahead, BNB chain has these really ambitious plans
yeah.
for more upgrades mm-hmm. with the Lorenz and Maxwell hard forks.
Yeah.
And it seems like the focus is on continuing to improve the network's performance.
That's right.
So let's start with Lorenz, which is scheduled for April 2025.
Okay.
What's the main improvement that it's aiming for?
So the main goal of Lorenz is to significantly reduce the block times on the BNB chain.
Okay.
They're aiming to bring them down to 1.5 seconds.
Wow.
And shorter block times generally mean faster transaction confirmations
right.
and a more responsive network overall.
Okay.
So for users, this means a smoother experience when they're interacting with decentralized applications.
Right.
Or when they're transferring digital assets.
Okay, and then right on its heels in June 2025 is the Maxwell hard fork.
That's right.
Which seems to be pushing those limits even further.
Yeah, they're not wasting any time.
What's the target with Maxwell?
With Maxwell, the goal is to bring those block processing times down even more.
Okay.
To just 0.75 seconds.
Wow.
So this constant push to reduce block times
yeah.
really shows BNB Chain's commitment to achieving high levels of scalability
okay.
and network performance.
Mm-hmm.
It positions them as a blockchain that can handle huge volumes of transactions very quickly and efficiently.
So to just sum up what we've covered here,
yeah.
BNB Chain recently implemented this big technical upgrade with the Pascal hard fork,
mm-hmm.
really focusing on making the network more efficient and user-friendly.
Right.
They are really investing in the growth of their ecosystem
yeah.
through this massive liquidity program.
That's right.
Targeting key growth sectors.
Absolutely.
We're seeing a huge surge in activity on their decentralized exchanges.
Yeah.
Largely driven by this like meme coin craze.
Yeah. It's a meme coin world out there.
Yeah. And this activity is being supported by companies like Offae AI,
yeah.
who are providing these advanced trading tools and security measures.
Right.
And looking ahead, they have even more upgrades planned, Lorenz and Maxwell,
yeah.
that promise to deliver even faster network performance.
Yeah, so they're not slowing down at all.
It really does paint this picture of a blockchain that's like rapidly evolving.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a really clear, multifaceted strategy at play here.
Yeah.
You know, constantly enhancing the technology,
right?
Strategically providing incentives for growth,
yep.
and really tapping into these emerging trends in the crypto world.
And this leads to a really interesting question for you,
yep.
our listener. Given right. all these advancements and mm-hmm. this simultaneous focus on both fundamental infrastructure improvements
right.
and these more community-driven,
yeah.
maybe more speculative aspects of crypto, like meme coins, what might this dual approach tell us about the future direction and the intended user base of the BNB chain?
It's a really interesting question.
Yeah, it is.
It'll be fascinating to see how it all plays out.
It's a lot to consider.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
Sounds good.